News. I'm Jim Bertel. Democratic division was on display last night at a debate in Detroit, Michigan, on issues from immigration to race to health care. AP Sagar Magani has more.
In the crowded Democratic field's second debate aired on CNN, much of the fire was aimed at frontrunner Joe Biden.
Your plan does not cover everyone in America.
Senator Kamala Harris going after the former vice president, with others saying his 8 years in the Obama administration are not reason enough to make him the nominee. But Biden often leaned on the former president.
Everybody's talking about how terrible I am on these issues. Barack Obama knew exactly who I was.
Political analyst Chris Galdieri says Biden was better than in the first debate.
I don't think he, came out looking, flustered and off of his game.
Biden knew he was in for a rough night, telling Harris at the start, "Go easy on me, kid." Sagar Magani, Washington.
Rwanda briefly closed its border with the Democratic Republic of Congo Thursday as health officials struggle to contain an Ebola outbreak that has now killed more than 1,800 people. Witnesses told VOA that authorities prevented most people from crossing for several hours after the Ebola virus was detected in Goma. Rwanda's Ministry of Health denied the border was ever closed, and by Thursday afternoon, people were crossing between the two countries again. Dozens of people were killed Thursday in aerial attacks on a military parade in the Yemeni capital of Aden. At least 10 others were killed in a separate suicide bombing in another part of the city. News reports say at least 32 people were killed, including a military commander. Thursday's attacks were the deadliest in Aden since November 2017, when the Islamic State affiliate attacked the city's headquarters, killing 15 people. U.S. stocks are up in morning trading. This is VOA News. Iran's president has called U.S. sanctions on the nation's foreign minister an immature move. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Hassan Rouhani has hit out at new administration sanctions targeting the country's foreign minister, describing the move as childish and a barrier to diplomacy. The highly unusual action of penalizing another nation's top diplomat had followed President Donald Trump's executive order placing sanctions on Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Rouhani says, "Every day they, U.S. officials, claim we want to negotiate with Iran without any preconditions. And then they put sanctions on the country's foreign minister." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he will not be able to meet with North Korean officials in Bangkok on the sidelines of an ASEAN summit. The summit came a day after North Korea's latest ballistic missile test. Earlier, he held talks with his Chinese counterpart on a range of issues, including trade. Speaking at a news conference, he said new trade talks with China have made progress, but obstacles remain.
While we are here, we were wrapping up a set of trade negotiations. The United States was wrapping up a set of trade negotiations in China. We are working with them on many fronts, but we were also very candid about the places we are hoping China will behave in ways that they are not behaving today.
The U.S. believes that Hamza bin Laden, the son of slain al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, is dead. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda has more.
The United States believes that a son of al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden is dead. A U.S. official told Reuters that on Wednesday, and so far no confirmation from President Trump, who declined to comment after it was first reported by NBC News. According to the New York Times, the U.S. was involved in the operation that led to Hamza's death, which would have happened sometime in the past 2 years, details which Reuters has not verified. Only a few months ago, the State Department was offering a reward of up to $1 million for information leading to Hamza's identification.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. The U.S. Senate has approved President Trump's choice to be the American envoy to the United Nations. Kelly Kraft, a longtime GOP donor from Kentucky, is currently U.S. ambassador to Canada. Kraft succeeds Trump's first U.N. ambassador, Nikki Haley, who left the administration at the end of December. Democrats had opposed Kraft, citing her lack of political experience. Germany has rejected the U.S. call to join an international mission to protect maritime traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. The United States had asked Germany to join France and Britain in a mission to secure shipping through the strait, the narrow passage where at least a fifth of the world's crude oil supply is transported. For all the latest news, please go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings.